Greetings, Radioland. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radioland, in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelist. Well, elders, our deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door. We're glad to be with you. We are God's church. Wherever you are keeping God's word, which is God's 10 precepts, you are the church of God. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. I want to just talk about tokens and signs today. Before we get into that thought, choir have a number. Our Deacon Darrell wrote this song. We are the children of the prophets. Sister V, the choir, children of the prophets.
Through the scriptures you might have read, that the Lord say do,
do the Lord do.
Being led by one who was made of the truth. But as it was, it's so now, that it once can be found. At the top of the mountain, being fed by the sun, God's anointing. And his name. Forever give God the praise. Through the voice of our Zion be raised. That's the children of the prophets. Sanctified with people that live holy. We show forth praise of whom that is worthy. Into his marvelous light.
No, this is the fight.
Continue on and in hand, eternal life. Upon his word I stand. I'll forever be God's man. Amen. Remembering just who I am, of Jacob, Isaac, and we're the children of the righteous seed, the children of prophet Eve, the children of Abraham. Humble and submissive. Do you know who you are?
We're in the way by faith.
Here you are of the remnant that left. You're the children of the prophet.
The
Zion can raise us the We're of the elite. Yes, indeed, we're chic. We're the children of the prophets. Do you know who you are?
Yes.
Thank God. Isn't that beautiful? Do you know who you are? We know who we are, and we know whom we're of.
Yes, yes. Lord.
We are of God, and yes, we heareth God's word.
Yes, yes, Lord.
We are the children of the prophets. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. Yes. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Thank God for the choir. Enjoyed that number. We want to give you out information that you may want to take down in case you want to contact us. Deacon Fina, go ahead.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Mm-hmm. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.org on Saturday, Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday, Sabbath. Now the pastor.
Thank God for your Deacon Fina. Hope that you have that information. And if you didn't get it all, maybe you might want to call whatever way you're hearing this broadcast at this time and get more information. Call the source that you're listening to. Yes. Maybe they'll give you this information again. As I say, we're talking about tokens and signs. And we want to go to Genesis 17 and 1. We want to start off talking about Abraham. Tokens are not the real thing. But tokens are given as a sign. But it's not the real thing. Signs and fruits are the real thing of what you have. Yes. If you have something that's real, there's fruit behind that and signs about that fruit. Yes. But tokens are mainly outward signs given about the real thing. It's not the real thing. Mm-hmm. Let's start Genesis 17 and 1. Mm-hmm. Evangelist?
And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him,
what?
I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
We're talking about tokens and signs, but I want to read this verse again because it's about perfection.
Yes.
What God is calling for. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Mm-hmm. So anytime ones are telling you that no one can live perfect, you know they are of a lie. Read it again.
And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, mm-hmm, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God.
What?
Walk before me and be thou perfect.
I don't believe the Lord would put more on us than we're able to bear. And I believe the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man is to walk upright and before him in a perfect way, the man that is of God. Read. Mm-hmm.
And I will make my covenant between me and thee, mm-hmm, and will multiply thee exceedingly.
God's covenant is his word.
Yes.
God's covenant is not a token.
All right.
It's the real thing.
Yes.
His covenant is everlasting life.
Yes.
And when we decide to live for God and obey God, we are making a covenant with God's word, with his will. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Seventh verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee
what?
In their generations for an everlasting covenant.
Because whatever man comes on scene, and this is then and forever, when you're doing God's will, that is a covenant. It will always be, because man will always be on this earth. This earth is forever. And one generation comes and another goes, but the earth abideth forever. God said, I will establish my covenant with thee and your seed, because we've got to be of the seed of Abraham.
Yes.
Read. Let's go to 1 Peter. We're going to just leave this for a moment, come back. 1 Peter 5. 5:1, because God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God's plan is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And as he told Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect, I'm going to establish thee. God is saying the same thing to Peter, through Peter, to us.
Yes.
1 Peter 5:1, what does it say first?
The elders. Which are among you, I exhort.
What?
Who am also an elder.
What?
And a witness of the sufferings of
Christ. So the apostles were a witness of the sufferings of Christ. And they had to go through the same suffering, so do you and I.
Yes.
That's not a token. That's a sign that you are of God, that you are of Christ.
Yes.
You go through what he went through.
Yes.
As he said, take up your cross. Take up the cross and follow me. Read.
Yes.
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
What?
Feed the flock of God, which is among you.
What?
Taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly.
What?
Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
What?
Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock.
But being in samples.
Samples to the flock.
To the flock. Every leader should be the example the Lord was.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the sufferings of Christ. An example to the people.
Mm-hmm.
What does the 8th verse say? Be sober.
Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil,
what?
As a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
We know that's the devil's plight here.
Yes.
Trying to devour people, and mainly the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Read, whom?
Whom resists steadfast.
Now, God wouldn't ask us to resist them if we didn't have the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power to resist the devil.
Yes.
Read.
Whom resists steadfast in the faith.
What?
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
But what?
But the God of all
grace. Now listen to what Peter is letting us know. The God of all grace.
Who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus.
What?
After that ye have suffered.
So there is some suffering we have to go through with. Those that truly live for God, and is denying ourselves of the things that's not like God.
Right.
Things of the flesh.
Yes.
This is a sign that you're a child of God.
Yes.
After that ye have suffered a while.
What? Make you perfect.
Are you getting that teaching? It's to make you perfect.
Perfect. Yes.
I believe that's what the Lord asked.
Yes.
Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. And Abraham wasn't 20, he was 90 plus.
Yes.
Read.
Establish, strengthen.
So he told Abraham, I will establish you. So you get the same establishment when you're walking before the Lord, settled, striving for perfection.
Yes, Lord.
You get established in his word. Establish, strengthen you.
Settle you.
Settle you. Now, let's go back to Genesis again. I just want to inject that.
Beautiful.
Because God gave a covenant to Abraham. It was two covenants. It's the covenant of keeping his word. Then there was a token of the covenant.
Yes.
And so many people and churchgoers today, they have the tokens, but they don't have the real signs and fruit of God, that they live for God. Genesis 17 and 9, what does it say? And God said,
unto Abram, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore,
what?
Thou and thy seed after thee in their generation.
God is talking about his divine word, the 10 precepts. He didn't break them down to Abraham at that time, but it was about keeping God's word. Read this.
This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised.
Well, it's not talking about a male, because you and I have got to be a man child. Because God is talking about male and female with a childlike spirit.
Yes.
And the circumcision that God is talking about is circumcision of the heart.
Yes.
First, let's go to Galatians 3 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping and trusting that someone that want to live for God will get understanding, and I have no doubt that the sheep will hear what God is saying.
Yes.
He that is of God heareth God's word.
Yes. All right.
Galatians 3 and 28. What does
mm-hmm.
it say?
There is neither Jew nor Greek.
What?
There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female.
What?
For ye are all one in Christ
Jesus.
So
the circumcision doesn't apply naturally so for those that are in Christ.
Thank God.
Now, if you're a natural Jew, that's a natural covenant God made with the seed of Abraham for a token.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But for the spiritual circumcision, you can be bond, free, Jew, Greek, whatever. Male or female, you are circumcised in heart. Romans 2 and 28. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what we are all about. We're Israel of the Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We are Jews in spirit.
All right.
And not in the letter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We come to church Tuesdays for Bible studies, Thursdays, and on the Sabbath day. And that's a token because we live for God.
Yes.
And those yet are signs, but the true signs and fruit is sanctification.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yielding to God, obeying God's word.
Yes.
Romans 2 and 28.
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
The one that is explaining what a Jew is a natural Jew, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting us know he is not a Jew, which is one
outwardly.
What?
Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
But what?
But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly.
All right.
And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit.
What?
And not in the letter, whose praise is not of man.
What?
But of God.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 10 and 12. Because God is yet talking to his people.
Yes.
Now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Deuteronomy 10 and 12. Read.
And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What?
But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways.
Because God's ways is circumcision of the heart. God's way is holiness.
Yes.
God's way is perfection.
Yes.
Read.
And to love him.
What?
And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
What?
And with all thy soul.
Mm-hmm.
To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
Now, what does the 15th verse say?
Only the Lord.
What?
Had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them.
What?
Even you. Above all people, as it is this day.
So that's you and I who read the scriptures today.
Beautiful.
And those that will read it tomorrow. What?
Mm-hmm. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart.
What?
And be no more stiff.
So God was letting ones know then through Moses, He gave many laws, bylaws, in addition to the 10 precepts. But the 10 precepts was what was going to circumcise the foreskin of the heart. Yes. Let's go to Genesis 17 and 10 again. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Knowledge. And I'm grateful for understanding. Yes. 17 and 10, what does it say? This is my covenant.
This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee.
What?
Every man child among you shall be circumcised.
So as I say again, man is male and female.
Yes.
And although God was getting into talking about a token now, yet you and I have to be that man child because you have to have a childlike spirit to be circumcised.
Yes.
And ye.
And what? Ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin.
What?
And it shall be a token of the covenant.
And it shall be a token of the covenant. It's not the covenant.
No.
So natural circumcision is not the covenant, but it's a token. And it was for the males to be circumcised because they represent the head of the home.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you.
Isaiah 4 and 1. Let's go there. So we want to be sure we understand what a token is. It's not the real thing, but it's a sign or representation of the real thing. Just because you're a church goer don't mean that you live for God.
That's right.
But it's a good sign that you believe in God.
Yes.
But we believe unto salvation.
Yes.
Is it unto salvation? Now, Isaiah 4 and 1, what does it say?
And in that day,
what?
Seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread.
So in that day, and that's today, and it was like that yesterday, and it's going to be like that tomorrow.
Yes.
Churchgoers many. And because they're churchgoers, you say, well, that person is religious. That person lives for God because they got a cross on their car, because they wear a cross around their neck. That's a Christian. That's a token. And yet that's not the true token that God gives.
No.
To be a follower of God is sanctification.
All right.
But these are outward appearances. We will eat
our own bread and wear our own apparel.
There's many churchgoers. They go to church, but they're eating their own bread. They are Baptists. That's not the bread of God.
No.
The bread of God is holiness.
Yes, it is.
They wear their own apparel.
Mm-hmm.
They dress as they feel like dressing. They don't dress according to godliness.
That's right.
Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 26.
Mm-hmm.
God has signs about his people. And for his people.
All
right. His people are sanctified. That is one of the signs. One of the greatest signs that you can find is,
yes,
he that is born of God sin no more.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But that's something that they all go around, so many churchgoers, and the first thing they pipe down the line through their children and through the world, ain't nobody perfect. That's a lie.
So true.
That's one of the attributes of the calling of God.
God.
Perfection.
Yes.
Yes. Ephesians 5 and 26, what does it say?
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
God does all of this through the word.
Thank God.
And the word is 10 precepts, and it will sanctify you. It cleanses us from all the things that God does not want us to do when we yield to it and obey it. Read.
That he might present it to himself.
What?
A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle.
So when you go to church and you eat your own bread and wear your own apparel, these are spots and wrinkles in your life.
Yes.
God comes to wash us from spots and wrinkles and make us perfect.
Yes.
Make us holy.
Yes.
That he might present it to himself, a glorious church. What?
Not having spot or wrinkle.
What?
Or any such thing.
What?
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
So it's all about being holy and without blemish. And St. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
God.
So we're sanctified.
Yes.
Through the word, that is a sign that you are in the right place. Sanctification.
Yes.
Let's go to Mark 16 and 15. Signs, tokens. Tokens are wonderful, but that's not the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fruit of God.
Yes.
Scripture says, by their fruit ye shall know them. Mark 16 and 15, what does it say?
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Now, God wasn't necessarily talking about going to every place in the world. Into all the world means Jew, Greek, bond or free. In other words, don't matter who you are. Go into all the world and preach to every spirit. Read. Yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
What?
But he that believeth not shall be damned.
If you truly believe in God, that means you keep God's word and you obey what God is giving us to do.
Yes.
But to say you believe that he came and died for you, that will not save you. But the token that you believe is you go to church, you gather with believers.
Yes.
But the problem is so many don't go through the process of believing.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
What?
In my name shall they cast out devils.
What?
They shall speak with new tongues.
They will speak with new tongues. Let's go to Matthew 3 and 5. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? It's all about getting knowledge and understanding of what God is calling for. We have the signs and we have the fruit.
Yes.
Yes.
And everywhere God's church is, they have the signs and fruits of holiness.
Yes.
3 and 5, what does it say?
Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan.
What?
And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins.
Now, a natural baptism does not save you. That's a token.
Yes.
That you believe the word that is coming forth from that one that God sent.
Yes.
You believe and accept God's words to allow them to take you into a natural water, which is a token.
Right.
Read.
But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism,
all right,
he said unto them, O generation of vipers,
what?
Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
What?
Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance.
So it's not about just saying,
that's right,
I've sinned, and getting baptized. It's bringing forth the fruit unto repentance. Let's go to St. John 3:16. If you don't bring forth the fruits of sanctification, you're just going to church. Or you just been let down into water and come back up just like you went down. Isn't that beautiful? Just to say, I believe that he died for your sin, it don't save you. But it's being sanctified. St. John 3:16, they love to quote this scripture. Read.
For God so loved the world.
What?
That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him.
What?
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Now that's
life.
True. If you really believe in the Lord, you shouldn't perish. You'll have everlasting life. But how many know what everlasting life is? Everlasting life is the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yes. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world.
What?
But that the world through him might be
but
saved.
But many times when the word comes forth, because the word is light. And when light comes, it makes manifest one's deeds. They feel condemned. Then they say, this is not love. This is not God. But if God don't condemn us, how will we know we're right with God?
All right.
Read the 19th verse. And this is the condemnation.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world.
What?
And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
What?
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
So when your deeds are not right and the Lord brings forth light, knowledge, those that have deeds that are evil get offended.
Yes.
But what?
Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
But what?
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light.
What?
That his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
It happens so many times, maybe when you hear this broadcast, because the broadcast is bringing out knowledge about the true believers and what fruit you should have, ones get offended because they don't know the way of God. Let's go to 1 John 3:8. Here's one of the greatest signs that you can have that you are in the way and that you're living for God and you're not just going to church. 1 John 3:8, what does it say?
Go ahead, Pastor.